Want more Cliffo and Gabby? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.
I've recently just moved into a new place and I have a spare room, which I was like, cool, that can be my at-home gym. Because, you know, that's what you do when there's a spare room in the house.
It's like in Kath and Kim when...
Yes.
Kim moves out and Kath turns her old room
into a gym.
Yeah, with like the treadmill and the elliptical.
Yeah, and by at-home gym, I literally mean one piece of gym equipment. I can't afford any more than that. And I was thinking about going on Buy Swap and Sell to get a cross trainer, like an elliptical machine.
Okay.
Because it's a downstairs room. It overlooks the courtyard. It's got beautiful light. I can put a TV there and do my Netflix binging while I'm exercising. And I just thought it would be really great. Opportunity
right.
to
so
get
you'd rather
exercising.
The cross trainer than the bike or the,
yes.
the treadmill.
I'm not a fan of the bike because it's just legs and I don't like running. I hate running. So I'd prefer an elliptical and it's better on your joints.
Yeah. And it's a bit of an all over body
yeah.
workout, I guess.
So I figured that's the best way to go for me.
Yeah.
But then ever since I came up with this idea, I've been on Buy Swap and Sell and there is about 1,000 pieces of exercise equipment on there being sold because they're just collecting dust. These people bought them with the best of intentions, just like I am, but they never yeah. used it. Or maybe they used it for a week and then that's it.
It's ironic, isn't it? Because you're trying to flog off the crap you're not using anymore.
Yeah.
But you go there and it's just an ad for, I guess, why you shouldn't buy.
Exactly.
What these people are flogging
off.
And
everyone I talk to, they're like, don't do it. My treadmill's just like a clothesline now. I just hang my clothes yeah. on it these days. And I know my dad has like an ab roller. That's in the
like
garage. I don't think he's even put it together.
Is it the Ab Circle Pro?
Oh, you know it is.
Yeah.
You know that's what it is. And
just
I don't think he even put it together.
Five easy payments of $59.99.
So I'm starting to second think my purchase because
yeah.
I haven't bought it yet. And I'm like, oh, can I commit to this? Should I commit to this more so?
Yeah.
Because am I actually going to use it or am I going to be one of these people in 6 months' time selling yeah, mine yeah. on Buy Swap
and you're going to get $50 less for it than what
exactly.
you paid for it.
So I thought 13, 12, 16, what exercise equipment do you have just lying around the house
yes.
collecting dust?
Yeah.
Is this a thing?
So I got a very, very good mate of mine who decided he was going to get ripped. And I'm like, dude, blokes like me and you, we get fatter, not fitter. but he went out and he bought the bench. Like, the, you know what I mean? Like
the weights
yes. bench. And it's one of the ones, too. Like, he can do, like, the lat pull down on it. And
yeah.
you can do,
oh, yeah.
like, the rowing on it. Like, it's one of those
it's
machines.
A full self gym.
It's a bench, but it's a full self, like, weights gym or whatever. And he's like, I'm going to get the whole thing. I'm going to set it up in the garage. He literally has boxes stored on it now.
13, 12, 16. Do you have gym equipment? Or just
yeah.
exercise equipment, just lying around.
Well, you know, even dob someone else in.
Yes.
Like, do you know someone who just has whatever XYZ gym equipment just lying around? 13, 12, 16, Janine's here right now. Janine, what exercise machine do you have just laying around?
Exercise bike. I've had it for 5 years, haven't used it once.
So is it dusty or do you store other stuff on it or what are you using it for?
I hang all my clothes on it.
It's a good air dryer.
Wow. Good on you, Janine. 13, 12, 16 is the phone number. Still getting calls coming through. Hit 103.1. Hey, who's this?
It's Natalie.
Natalie, what kind of exercise equipment do you have?
I've got a range of different stuff, but namely kettlebells and an exercise bike.
And what are you using them for?
Well, the kettlebells are great wheel chocks for the camper trailer.
Nice.
And the exercise bike, the kids play taxis with it.
Oh, cute.
I've got a kettlebell. It's used to prop open the garage door, like the back door. Brilliant.
Door stop.
13, 12, 16, who's this?
Hello.
Hey, you there?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
It's Brooke.
Sorry, I can't hear you guys. I'm just getting back from my morning workout.
Yeah. Brooke, what exercise equipment do you have?
I don't, like, this is how much I exercise. I don't even know what they're called. they're like the weights that you put on a bar. I don't know. Like a circle weight.
So is it the bar that's just, like, in the one hand? Do you know what I mean? Or is it
yeah.
big enough for, like, both hands? It's a long bar.
No, no. The one in, just the one hand,
yeah.
but just the weights on the end of it. I use them to hold down the corner of my daughter's pee-pee when it gets windy.
Well, they haven't
gone. At least it's handy.
Yeah, not completely to waste.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
I don't think I was the only one that when Maths and Bachelor in Paradise was done and Lego Masters began on TV, we were like, phew, a reality show that's not about love. Mm. Finally. Turns out, though, behind the scenes on Lego Masters, love is going down. Yeah.
Yes. Lynn, the 72-year-old grandmother, and Bilzy. They've hit it off.
You are very wrong.
Saucy Lynn.
No, you will love this. You will absolutely love this. So, you know the two young guys who built the gorilla on the Empire State Building last night?
Both 19 years old, the uni students, yeah.
So Miller is the guy who built the gorilla. He's the one that doesn't run.
He's the skinnier one, the nerdier
one. The one that doesn't run.
That doesn't run, yeah, that guy.
So him and Caitlin, who was one of the two girls who got kicked off pretty early on,
yes,
who were the interior designers and graphic designers.
Yep.
So Caitlin and Miller.
Wow.
Behind the scenes, hit it off, and they are officially an item. Yeah, so it's really funny, though, how it all went down, because Miller has explained the entire thing, and I don't want to pigeonhole him as a Lego geek, but he kind of is. And
please. I think, like, if nothing else, this show has shown that Lego geeks are actually kind of cool.
Yeah, he's a really cool guy.
Like, it's geek chic.
He had no idea that Caitlin was flirting with him, which is so typical. Hey, like they were getting along off set and they were hanging out in their spare time, and he had no idea.
Know it, was
it wasn't until one of the other contestants was like, "Hey, mate, Caitlin likes you."
Dude,
he was like,
"What?"
And then they went on a date, and during the date, he actually said, "Hey, Caitlin, this is a date, right?"
Oh my god!
And she was like, well." Yeah? And he's like, cool.
I brought you this. And he brings out like a little Lego love heart. Lego bunch of flowers I made.
Oh, it's just so adorable. Oh, I'm so in love with this. So, yeah, they are actually recruiting at the moment for the next season of Lego Masters. So if you're single.
It's like, yeah. Lego Masters meets Love Island. Yeah. Sophie Monk's going to host the next version.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
Voice is back and it looks absolutely epic. Every single year they up the ante and find the most talented people in Australia. This is season 8 and I'm kind of expecting big things because last year we had Sam Perry who is into the digital kind of sound.
It's so different winner.
Yeah, it was different. So we're expecting different this year. But someone who can maybe tell us a little more about it is Delta Goodrum, one of the beautiful coaches. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. I can definitely confirm we've found some very unique, fascinating artists for season 8.
Oh, fantastic.
That sounds so
it
exciting.
Opens the door. It's like so much has happened this season already where I was like, this has never happened on The Voice. We've just had, I can't wait for people to see because there's certain moments I kept turning to like Guy and announcing with George as well and Kel and just being like, I can't believe this has never happened before. Like so I've been kind of, it's been, you know, as the coach who's been there for 8 years, I've definitely found that this season has been filled with surprises.
So 8 years, and is it, correct me if I'm wrong, 7 seasons you've coached?
8 seasons actually because I did the kids in season 3.
I never
had a year out of the red seat.
So has anyone in the world coached more voice than you? Because you'd be a voice veteran around the world, wouldn't you?
I mean, Blake and Adam, I think because they do 2 seasons a year, definitely
in
got
the
me
States.
On that.
Okay.
but it's been a total honour to be there since the inception of it all. But it just gets better and better. And I love that George and Kel have been there for 3 years now.
Yeah.
And now we've got Guy, and so we want to keep him because we love him very much.
That's true.
I want to go from music to acting just real quickly, Dalts, because I've been looking through your Insta, and those photos of you as Olivia Newton-John, like, you know,
you.
If I shut my eyes a little bit, it's like you're looking at Olivia.
Okay,
so dream role time. If you could play anyone, do any kind of role, like what's at the top of the Delta Goodrum bucket list?
You know, I don't know. I love obviously fantasy, and I love the ability with music and with the arts to be able to take people to escape somewhere else. So I'm never against some sort of magical world of, like, you know, if I could have been in Frozen, I would have loved it.
But,
it's clearly a cartoon, but that's okay.
We might have to enroll you at Hogwarts.
Exactly. I'd be happy to have gone for Hogwarts. Oh, my God, I would have loved that. But, no, I you know, anything that involves you know, I love that in my career I've been able to have the variety and, you know, spice of life by doing theatre and going the opera and then doing pop and writing my songs. But, you know, I'm not sure what the dream role would be next. God, I've got to think of that. Maybe some kind of superhero thing, you know?
Yes.
Like, or Elsa, the fact that she can, you know, from Frozen, can make, you know, do magical things with the snow, yes, is pretty cool.
I could see you as Supergirl. I reckon that would be a pretty good role. But speaking of senses, because back to The Voice, like, you don't have any sense of sight. You've got to trust your ears. But you've also created a fragrance, which is all about smell. What's next? Like, so we've done hearing, we've done smell. What about touch and taste?
I mean, no one would want to have my cooking. terrible. So that rules out that.
A range of sauces.
But the perfume's been incredible. I mean, I find that I really do truly believe in quality with anything, you know, no matter what it's involved in. I do truly stand by that. If I'm going to have a fragrance, I want to understand everything about it, and I wanted to understand the lifestyle space. And, you know, we've had Delta by Delta Goodrum, we've Dream, and, you know, now who knows? We're working on the third at the moment, which is exciting, and
Well, you're a jack of all trades. The project you're working
except
on at the
cooking.
Moment, except for cooking.
No, I'm definitely not. No talent there. No talent whatsoever.
See, it's a shame because they even thought of a name. We could call your sauce Delta Good Sauce.
Yeah.
Nah. It's not going to be on the shelves at Coles anytime soon. She's going to be in the big red chair again for the 8th time. The Voice, only on Channel 9, one of the amazing coaches, Delta Goodrum. You are a legend. Thank you for your
time. Thanks, guys.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
So sad to announce that love is officially dead.
What a note to start the show on.
Isn't
that sad?
We've been warned to stop just passion randoms or whatever because it's been proved that you can catch the clap.
Whoa.
From Pashing now.
So many things to think of in this. First of all, since when is Pashing randoms love? And second of all...
There's been a lot of love shared on the Mad Cow dance floor at 3 a.m. in the morning.
Yes. Love. You've got to do the bunny ears while saying that.
So necking, pashing, snogging, French kissing, all that. We shouldn't be doing it to randos as much because we could catch the clap, which if you're not across is... It's gonorrhea.
Yeah.
It's not good.
Is the
clap
a really old school way of saying the STI?
I think so.
Because back in the day, I remember it being in old school movies, but I didn't actually know what it was.
Yeah. I think it's been around
for a long time. Like you got an applause.
No one supported that. The Sexually Transmitted Infections Journal, what a read.
Lovely.
Was updated over the weekend with recent findings from actually a Melbourne University study. And they're saying for years we've just downright neglected and overlooked the effects of excessive pashing, which can actually share gonorrhea. So it's been proven.
That's really disappointing, isn't it?
You know who's going to be like the most disappointed, I reckon? All the Bachelor and Bachelorette contestants.
You're right.
Because no one, like, look at the Honey Badger.
Yeah.
No one pashed more than the Honey Badger.
He kissed every contestant.
Oh,
like, they could all have the clap now.
Kissed them like once that night and twice the next morning. Like, no one kissed like that.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
Being a dad, Cliffo, I would assume that you read your kids' stories at night time before bed. Is that right?
Yeah. Massive fan of Aaron Blaby. Now, haven't heard of Aaron Blaby?
No, never heard of Aaron Blaby.
Thelma the Unicorn.
Is there an alpaca in that
Piranhas
series?
Don't Eat Bananas. Oh, I don't know. Maybe there's an alpaca.
I don't know. My nephew's obsessed with some alpaca book. But have you ever read The Gruffalo?
Yes. Yeah, I read The Gruffalo.
Is it a good book?
Yeah, Gruffalo is good.
Have you ever wrapped The Gruffalo?
No.
Because there's
Not
a
to my daughter. Usually that's just, you know, into the mirror when I'm at home by myself.
When you're in the shower.
And my wife walks in. Oh, I didn't know you were home, darling. Sorry. Wrapping The Gruffalo again.
Well, I'd love to see your skills because there's a UK dad who has gone viral because at nighttime he actually wraps storybooks to his daughter rather than reads them to her. He calls himself MC Grammar. And this is him... This is him rapping the Gruffalo.
On with the mouse to the deep dark wood, an ounce of the mouse and the mouse look good.
Where are you going to, little brown mouse? Come and have tea in my treetop house.
It's right if you're nice and you out, but no, I'm gonna have tea with a Gruffalo.
Gruffalo, what's a Gruffalo?
A Gruffalo, why didn't you know he has nobody knees and turned out toes and a poisonous wool at the end of his nose?
Where are you meeting him?
Here by the stream and his favorite food is
wow.
Ice cream.
How cool
he
is
even
that?
Does the voices.
Goodbye, little mouse,
and away out flew. Silly old owl, doesn't he know there's no such thing as a.
Yes, oh, yes, that is so sweet! He's got the kids
how
in on it.
How adorable is that?
Oh, God. Matilda, if you're so listening on your way to school, lower your expectations.
I was about to say raise that bar, Cliffo.
No, never. Sorry.
Want more Cliffo and Gabby? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.